I do not know. Right. We're very quiet today. For once in our life, I've started recording a podcast and we're incredibly quiet. But hello, how are you?
Are you asking me? Oh, sorry.
I mean, I was asking the listeners. I was wondering if they were going to reply, but we didn't hear anything. I mean, I would have found joy there if you were actually replying out loud, which you can if you wish, because we welcome that.
Please shout if you're having a good day. Just shout, yay, wherever you are.
No. There's got to be someone out there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. We are delighted to have you with us. This is the Slimming World podcast, where we have been talking, doing podcasts every year for nearly 4.5 years. Every Monday. Can you believe that we put out a podcast every single Monday for 4.5 years? I just need to like take that in for a moment.
That's a lot of podcasts. But it's now so intrinsic within us, it's like brushing our teeth.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the title of this podcast is Every Little Bit Counts.
Yes.
And you kind of think, when we set out, we told ourselves, you're going to do this podcast for at least 4.5 years. That would have been too overwhelming.
Yes.
But if you said, let's just podcast this week and next week, and we'll break it down. You see where I'm going with this?
The way you segue is like a journalist. It's amazing. No, very true. Overwhelm is something that both of us have struggled with. So breaking it down is a very important thing. Bite-sized chunks. It all adds up.
Bite-sized chunks is just even more of a clever pun on the whole subject.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about, you know, the Chihuahua steps. If you're new to the podcast, Chihuahua steps is something that my mom talked about when she said, don't take dinosaur steps because dinosaurs are extinct. Concentrate on taking your Chihuahua steps because they're still about.
Yeah.
And enjoying the little mini wins that you have along the way. And we had an email from Paula, which made us stop and think, actually, about the idea of £0.5 or £1 lost weeks and how we can maybe reframe those, look at what's good about them, look at what else we can do to kind of move forwards and get perhaps the losses that we might want. So here's Paula's email, okay, just to set the scene. I have just listened to What Does Success Look Like episode. That was the one that we did with Joe and Sarah a couple of months ago. Do check that one out. That was brilliant. Miss Slinky and Mr. Sleek.
You always struggle with that. I love, what do you want to call them? Mr. Slinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Mr. Slinky. I think that's just... Let's
just
rename it.
Just call them both Mr. and Miss Slinky.
Yeah, could do. Here we go. We'll put it to Slimming World. Come on.
Anyway, what Paula said is they both lost large amounts of weight, which was brilliant. However, for Paula, she only has to lose 2 stones. And actually, it can be just as difficult. And sometimes the thought process is that it's only a few pounds, but it's still hard to shift them. Mm-hmm. And the journey can take just as long as we don't get the massive weight loss weeks. Ours are more like £0.5 and £1 weeks. Can you consider this topic? And that's interesting, isn't it? Because I think you said to me previously on the podcast that a lot of people come to your doors and they might only have 1 stone. 2 stone to lose,
To join, you only need to have a minimum of 0.5 stone to lose. So, you know, it varies massively from people I've got who want to lose half their body weight to 0.5 stone. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but I know the last £10 stone of my journey has been one of the hardest. And so I'd never discount the fact that no matter how much weight you lose, you've got to lose, it's your weight to lose. And that can be difficult or that can be easy depending on where your head's at. And I think sometimes when you've got quite a substantial amount of weight to lose, it can come off quicker at the start. So it feels like you're making more headway. And that's when you see people comparing themselves to other people. I was talking about this on another podcast, actually, that comparison to Joe who's got 10 stone to lose to you that's got a stone. It can feel like they're being far more successful, but you're on different starting points.
You've been on another podcast.
I know. Yeah, no, I meant our podcast.
You're cheating on me.
Never.
One is enough.
One is more than enough. But yeah, I get exactly where she's coming from because I've really struggled this last stone because I think it's like, actually, the changes I need to make are bolder because I've got less to go and I really need to work hard. I need to follow the plan 100% consistently rather than just make changes and feel I was following the plan. Does that make sense to you? Because actually I've had to increase my activity. I've had to make sure my food's bang on and that's quite a scary place to be at if you don't realise that that's not what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, we recorded another podcast that I think is interesting on this subject, is From Plateau to Let's Go. Mm. And that was interesting, and people kind of have lulled out into a bit of a maintain kind of pattern. What do you do to get it to the next level? And there are a number of our podcasts which are members only. So if you listen to this on Apple or Spotify, just to let you know that we do have bonus episodes every other Monday, which go in the Slimmer More members areas. And they go into a little bit more detail about how you do this within the plan. I suppose something that I recognise when, you know, I go to group is I see people who have lost half a pound or a pound and they feel a bit down. They feel a bit despondent. Yeah. And I suppose there's two ways to look at this, isn't there? Well, half a pound off is better than half a pound on in some ways. Off. It's all going off eventually.
Totally.
I come back to that. I lost on average a pound a week over a year to lose 4 stone.
And that clocked up, didn't it?
And it clocked up, exactly. Then the other thing is, well, you can feel disappointed and you're thinking, is there something that you're not doing that is denying you getting those 2, 3, 4 pound losses that maybe you were hoping you had?
And I think that's a really clear defining mark, isn't it? Like, actually, if you've lost half a pound and that's when you've put in 100%, what we need to be looking at is how we can then help you to get more. If you've lost half a pound and actually that's a fair reflection of what the work you've put in, it's a different situation. So I think it's addressing where you're at. And I think what I had to know is I was capable of losing 2, 3, 4 pounds a week. But was I prepared to put the work in that that would take? So for me, some weeks, half a pound was cool because that was the energy I was prepared to give it. Whereas other weeks, I wanted it to take it up another level. And that's when I knew I really had to work it for me. So it's kind of gauging where your mind is, because you'll have weeks, you've had them where you're like, right, I'm on fire. I'm going to get make sure they're speed free, at least 1/3 in every meal. I'm hitting the protein. I'm really making sure that I'm working my fluid and my activity. And then other weeks, it's like, right, I've just got to make it through this week. It's a jacket potato and baked beans. There's not been any speed type thing. So I think it's recognizing where your headspace is at, because if the half pound is okay, because that's the work you wanted to put in, then that's cool. Let's watch them stack up. But if you think, hold on, I want to step this up, then that's where you can be helped and supported.
Mm. And now we today are in my kitchen. The sun is coming through the window. It's lighting up my lovely plant called Brennan.
Oh, that's an interesting name.
Yeah, that's just to add the description.
It is. It's beautiful. I always kill those plants, so I'm very envious that that's thriving.
Come back in 2 months and find out.
Exactly.
Anyway, I have laid out a beautiful display here.
I mean, this should be in a museum.
It probably could be. We are artists.
This could be, couldn't it? This could sell for 10 grand, Claire.
Come on. It'll be shriveled up by then. So I've got some bits of fruit on the table. I'm just going to turn my banana upside down, actually.
Frowning.
My banana is sad at the moment.
Why?
Well, banana is only, you know, it's only getting the half pound losses. Oh. It's not getting the 1 pound, you know, the 2 pounds that it really wants.
Okay.
So we turn the banana the other way around so it's smiling, and then you look what's above it, and we've got a satsuma for its nose, and we've got two apples for its eyes.
Oh, so the banana got on the speed food and it stepped up its weight loss. Is this what you're saying? Oh, you see, I get it now. It's been sat there for 20 minutes and I didn't understand what you were talking about. But again, I think, do you know what? What I see of my group members is something as simple as stepping up the speed food, stepping up the protein, checking those healthy extras, counting the sins, planning them in. All very simple things can catapult your weight loss. I think it's really looking at, what does your weight loss journey need? Does it need planning? Does it need prepping? Does it need understanding? Does it need shopping? Does it need support? Because if you want to lose half a pound to a pound a week, that's absolutely cool. Let's celebrate that. But if you want to get some more, there is always a way to step it up.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, and looking at what Paula's saying here, these, you know, the final stone or the final half stone, I remember that because one of the things that you got us to do was to get the book out and really look at, well, where is this S speed symbol on the fruit and the veg? And there are some brilliant 7-day menus which have the shopping list, they have all the recipes, and if you follow those, then you will be getting that necessary speed. And that can be it, rather than sometimes when we go, as I was potentially kind of going down the Claire's route, or just making the most out of the plan, that it is possible to do that. And it's having that kind of curiosity, isn't it, to say, okay, new learning point here, what do I do next?
Exactly. Also looking at things like, am I having activity factor into my life? Am I really celebrating the other successes? Like, I've become fitter, I sleep better, I've got less indigestion, you know, all those other things. Because I think what I always try and teach my members is not just to get isolated around the view of the scales, but also to look at the health benefits, the fitness benefits, because they're just a glimpse. And actually, if we get into too much minutiae with the scales, it can suffocate us, can't it? I know it suffocated me.
I've recently gone back to doing my inches.
Oh, brilliant.
And whilst I have only, I say only, been getting half-pound losses, it's getting me closer towards my target. But my inches have dropped a lot because I've upped my activity.
So,
Paula, I would definitely say, also look at the other part of the report card here too, because you are right that it can be, we have to be honest, it can be a bit more challenging in that last 100%. Start, you know, half stone.
And I think it just means that you might just have to work the plan in a slightly different way. So I'll never forget first time I got to target, I really looked at getting half my plate speed and then really making sure that it was protein rich in every single meal, making sure, for me, I stepped away from triggering sins and was having things like gravy or mustard or mayo or Yorkshire pudding with my dinner. So I just had to shake the plan up constantly. And I think that's a really great thing about food optimizing. It can suit your mood, your time of life, for everyone. So just having a little play and getting some support with it. If you're not sure why you're getting the pound and half pound losses, looking and getting some help and support. But actually, you know, like you said, you lost a pound a week and it got you to 4 stone.
Yeah, you know what? And the support is an interesting thing, because the point of Slim World is that it's not just a food plan, that there will be somebody in your group, in your online community, that you can go to, you know, a different session on image therapy or get that support in image therapy, who will have been in those shoes, who lives maybe in your area or...
Oh, you know, and I think image therapy is such a personalised plan as well for you for that week, that getting that is a really key thing to look at, actually. Do you know what? Could I just shake up? Like, for example, I really wanted to speed up my weight loss a couple of weeks ago, so I either had soup or salad for lunch. I had shed loads of protein in both of them, but I knew that that was a meal where I could get a little bit lackluster. Do you know what I mean? I'd make a sandwich or have a jacket potato. So actually swapping out to the lower energy, more filling foods of the speed food and the protein really catapulted my weight loss.
Well, I hope that gives you some things to think about. If you are looking for some inspiration actually for new recipes, one thing that we had spotted, it was on the Slim World blog the other week. Don't know if you remember, back in February we did we mentioned about the free food festival. We got that right?
Free food festival, yes.
Triple F. And there was various competitions in group, and then there was a national competition. Well, the top three recipes are online. No, I think the top 10 recipes are online on the blog, slimandworld.co.uk/blog, I think it is. And they're quite unique. There's one which I saw, which I reckon I could probably veganise, from a lady called Rosa, which is a Jeopardy pie.
Yes.
It's like an Indian curry flavored one, like the spices and stuff in it sound amazing. There was harissa meatballs and orzo.
Oh,
for you there was salmon and dill linguine.
Oh, right up my
took me ages to work out the difference between linguine and spaghetti.
It's just slightly wider.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I prefer a spaghetti, don't you?
But you know what, I really enjoyed looking at that and thinking, right, what's everybody else doing for tea?
Yes,
do you know
I
what I mean?
Love that. Do you know what? When I'm in my groups, I'm like, tell me what you're eating. And they're like, you're very excited. I'm like, well, I need to know what I'm eating for my tea. Because actually, you get that excitement from other people, don't you?
Because looking at their recipes, I'm like, wow, you've gone fancy towns.
Yeah, and do you know what? Or I could take a bit of that and do that. Or why haven't I thought to do that with Miss Pasta?
Who are you? What do you have for breakfast? This is what you're having for tea. What's your breakfast?
Yes, I'm so like that. Actually, if you put that much effort into dinner, is breakfast an apple on the go, or have you gone to town and made like baked oats for the street?
But you know what, that's also another way. And I would also say, you know, these 7-day menus which you can get in the magazine, they really are excellent if you're looking to just take away the thinking. If you're tired of thinking, there's an aspect of the Slimming World members area that can help you in that.
It's fascinating. I often do it when I'm just like, what are we going to have for dinner? Get out a 7-day meal planner. And I get Daisy to close her eyes and she puts her finger on a meal and that's what we're having for dinner. So yeah, variety is the spice of life.
Oh, we did one the other day. Was it like a Mediterranean tart?
Right.
And it had like phyllo pastry and all the roasted vegetables on top. And I added some tofu just to like...
A tofu tart.
You can't see her face, but it fully went into like hand descriptions and excitement there.
If you're not excited about your tea, then you're not having the right tea.
So true. If you're not excited
dinner,
about your food...
if you're from other places in the country.
Like, it just throws me this whole language
supper.
Barrier. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a
supper.
Snack.
Supper if you're from a certain...
No, I say supper, but that's a... Supper can be two things. It can be
it's
your
the way you say
meal.
It.
I know. It can be evening meal or a snack
it sounds like you
meal.
Saying...
Supper.
Supper. It's not got an A in.
Daisy said to me the other day, "Mummy, you don't talk right." I said, no, I do talk right, darling. On that note, enjoy supper, won't you, darling?
Paula, we wish you well with your weight loss and we hope that just talking about this subject just gives you a bit of freedom to look at what you need to do. And if you are someone that's got that half stone, one stone, two stone, you are welcome with Slimming World.
Please do.
So come and join
Everyone's
us.
Welcome.
Come back in a couple of weeks for this crazy episode on the public platforms and come back next week because you'll not want to miss this one. Me and Anna are talking about Anna's favourite subject, which is...
Shopping?
Running.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.